views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And do we have somebody? We got a somebody. We'll call her. Oh, it's my friend Sherry. Shelly. Hey, Sherry, what's going on?
Hi, Artie.
What a great, great, pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I've been wanting to talk to you. How are you?
Damn. As God is my holy witness, I was thinking about you last week.
Oh, see?
Out of left field, I swear to God. You came into my mind, and here you are on the radio. That's awesome.
Here I am.
Often that happens. A lot of people are thinking that. That happens to me all the time. I think of somebody, and they call me up. Well, there you are. What's going on? So go ahead. Give us the quick synopsis of what's what.
Just wanted to say hi.
Okay. Well, thank you. Well, it thrills my heart knowing that you're listening.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, and you want to know something? I promise you, I'm going to make it my business to give you a shout and. Then we'll get together. We'll grab a bite.
Yes, that sounds good. Are there any spirits around me?
Well, let's I'm going to hand that over to Sky because I know you pretty well.
Hi,
so.
Sky.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. I feel that there is a female energy around you. She's very protective. I'm going to say that she's your mom.
Yeah.
Can you accept that?
Sure.
Okay. She's telling me that you're not being flexible about something. even from heaven. A mom is a mom is a mom. What are you not being flexible with? What are you being tough with on somebody?
I think I'm being tough on me.
No. She says it's very simple. The answer is very simple, but I don't know. You're not being flexible enough with someone.
I'm not being flexible enough?
Yes.
You're also going to be going to court within a year's time.
Well, that's
okay.
Not so great.
Well, that's how it's turned out.
Hey, listen, do you know that she says that you're beautiful?
Oh, thank you, Mama.
Aw. She's sending you a lot of clarity on a situation also. She's telling me. Is there a situation in your life that you're confused about or you need guidance with?
Yes.
Okay. She is telling me that she is sending you clarity so that you could handle the situation. And maybe that's why she's telling me about the flexibility as well.
That you can't get everything that you want.
Yeah.
You can't what?
You can't always get what you want.
What you
but
want.
If you try sometime, you just might get what you need.
Well, that's okay. That's good.
I had a thought for her.
She's sending you love and she's sending you healing.
All right, now you're going to you are definitely going to see like a lawn. You're going to go by a place or an area where you're going to see lots and lots of angels. That's going to be a message from your mom. Also, it's a very good chance that you're going to be seeing a cloud in the shape of an angel. I mean, it's going to be extremely defiant to you. And that is going to be, again, one of her hellos to you, because I do see a lot of angels around you, but this is definitely a sign from your mom.
Yeah.
And it's so vivid in
That's
my mind.
Great.
I know I'm not wrong. So mom will bring you.
I know that. You're not wrong.
What was that?
I know you're not wrong.
Oh, thank you.
Aw, that was sweet.
You're great. You're great. It's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. You're a sweetheart.
So tell me, what's going to happen when I go to court in a year? Is it a good outcome?
Is it a good outcome? Hold on a second. As far as the court situation, hold on.
I'm holding.
Something I feel it's going to be a very something full of gratitude. I think she's going to be very happy with the outcome of this. I'm feeling her mom. I think you're gonna win. I don't know what this is going to be about, but I feel as though you're going to be grateful. There's going to be a gratefulness.
Oh, good.
Yes. You're going to be grateful. I wouldn't doubt. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I wouldn't doubt if you're going to get some money out of this.
Oh, thank you.
No, somebody's trying to take advantage.
What?
Financially, somebody's going to be trying to take advantage of you, or they're trying to take their more share of their pie, or I don't know. Somebody's trying to take advantage of you financially that you'll probably have to go with them to court. But just know that you'll end up in the winner's circle.
Yes, I agree with that.
Well, that's what I like, to be the winner.
There you go. You're going to.
Hey, Sharon, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you. And
your mom. Yes. Thank you very much for your mom stopping in.
It was nice meeting you, Sky, and Artie. Please get in touch with me. I would love to have a bite, and that would be great.
That would be awesome. Sharon, do me a favor. I want you to Facebook me and leave me your phone number, updated phone number.
I did do that today.
Oh, awesome. So I'll give you a call.
Okay.
You must be psychic.
It was great talking to you guys.
It was great
you.
Speaking to you and your mom. Many blessings.
Take care, Cher.
Bye.
Love you, Artie.
Love you too, sweetheart. So the second part that I wanted to talk about.
Is that two-edged sword?
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword.
Yes.
With love. Love could 100% bring you to your highest highs, and it could bring you to your lowest lows.
Yes.
And if you want to feel love at its ultimate, that means you, and this is something that scares a lot of people. It means you have to open up your heart and allow yourself to feel vulnerable. If you're playing very defensive when it comes to the energy of love, then you're never really going to feel that sense of love on the level that you want to experience. And a lot of people have a tendency to say that they want love, or I feel lonely, you know, or I want to have love in my life, but yet they don't allow their schedule to allow somebody into their life. They don't allow their feelings to be open. And it's like they say they want somebody, but with a stiff arm.
Or
it's
a stipulation.
Like, yeah, but with a stiff arm, it's like they keep somebody at a distance,
right?
You know, from themselves, because they say they want them to be close, but yet your arm is stiff at arming them, which is keeping them from becoming more loving or more, you know, a part of your life.
And then also you can take it as when you fall in love with somebody and you have a great relationship and all of a sudden time is passing by and you fall out of love, or your partner falls out of love with you. And there you have, let's say, your partner who's still in love with you and you're not in love with them. And there's your two-sided sword. I mean, how do you get, you know, how do you feel about that kind of, how do you get out of that? I mean, do you, put everything that you feel is important to the side and just try to make it go. Is there a reason why you're falling out of love with that person? Do you confront that person? These are all things that you have to, you know, give a shot to when you're in a committed relationship. You just can't walk away from a committed relationship without explanation and without giving it some kind of try. Everybody has to try. That's why they have marriage counselors, and that's why they have people like us who do counsel on a spiritual level. But you just don't fall out of love with somebody and toss them to the curb. You owe it to yourself to be a kinder person, and you owe it to the person who has been taking care of you emotionally. It may not be physically, I mean, it may not be monetarily, but it can be emotionally. So you owe it to that person to try and make a go of it.
When it comes to love, that's why pain. That's why the pain of love is so great, because you know when you say you hate somebody, you know the opposite of love isn't hate. The opposite of love is fear. And so when you hate somebody, that's a passion. Hate is a passion, and passion is love. So it's like I hate you. And because if you didn't care, if you didn't love, then, hey, you know what? It wouldn't make a difference. It would have no effect on you. So when I say, no, I don't care, I really mean I really don't care. So therefore, you know, there's not that loving energy that's connected to it. But when you hate somebody, it really is. It's the passion of love because you care so much.
Yeah.
But, you know, but you have to respect yourself in the situation. You know, you need to love yourself more than anything else, and then you could share that love with others. But it's very difficult to try to love somebody with an open heart when you're not loving yourself.
With that, though, we need to take a commercial break.
We do need to take a commercial break.
And we will be right back.
And we will be right back in 1 minute.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Thank you.
Nice song.
I would like to thank the members of the Who Band for coming onto our show to sing us their number one hit.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Exit to the left.
We'd like to thank you all very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No, it's funny. So I'm in the store, and there was this one girl who had, and I'm over watching this. I'm like overlooking this. Yeah. This is years ago. This wasn't just recently. And it just popped into my mind. I had to put it in my text so I wouldn't forget. And so this one lady looks at the twins of this other lady, in the carriage, and she says, "Oh my God, what cute kids." And it was a boy and a girl. And she goes, "Are they identical? Are they identical? One has a penis and one has a vajayjay."
Could you imagine? How could
Are they identical? Oh my God.
People, God bless them. I saw a set of identical twin boys. They were absolutely adorable. I wanted to eat them right on the spot.
That would be aisle three, please. It's funny because a lot of times when I'm in the store, it could be Walmart, it could be the supermarket or whatever, and someone's walking around with a cute kid in the carrots, and I go, and I'll stop them. I go, "Excuse me, what aisle did you get that one at?
I know.
And were they on sale?"
I love little ones. I just love little ones. My daughter, Amy, had a beautiful brand new baby girl on December 27th. And she is absolutely, God bless her, she's beautiful.
Who is this?
Amy.
Oh, okay.
And she is absolutely gorgeous. God bless her. It's just too bad she lives in Pennsylvania. I don't get to see her as much as I see the other ones, but she sends me pictures every day, and the baby is gorgeous, just gorgeous.
Yeah, when is there a baby not gorgeous? Well, most kids are gorgeous. 95%.
You know what? God forgive me. I saw a baby one time
that was so
beaten by the ugly stick, dear Lord. But you had to laugh because he was so ugly.
That he was cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened. I find that with dogs too. Some dogs are so damn ugly.
Yeah.
That they're cute.
That they're cute, like the bulldog. You got to say the bulldog is the most ugliest creature, but you got to look at it and say, "Oh my God, I can
it's
eat
so
that
cute.
Face."
Yeah,
it's
you
so
want to take a bite of it.
Yes.
It's so funny when I'm switching topics, I'm switching gears for a moment. A lot of times when I go into the 7-Eleven or the Wawa, and they always say, "Okay, boss, take care." And I always say, "All right, well, being that I'm the boss, I go, take the day off with pay. Don't worry about it. I'm the boss."
Hey, did I tell you I'm going away on vacation?
No.
Yeah, I'm going.
Outside of New Jersey?
No. Yes.
Yes.
I'm going President's Weekend to a dude ranch.
A dude ranch?
Yes.
And what are we doing on a dude ranch?
I'm going to go horseback riding, although I really shouldn't, but don't tell my doctors.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to try.
It doesn't make sense under your conditions.
I know.
It just doesn't. Going up and down, up and down. You're going to be beaten up. That's like.
I know. Well, maybe I won't. I'm just going to go hang around with the horses. I miss my horses. I had so many horses here, guys. I love my horses. I'm an American Indian, and it's in my blood. And I'll tell you something. I miss them so much.
I could. You know what? I love and adore horses. They're one of my favorite, literally one of my favorite animals. And yet to this day, I cannot find myself to put my thumb in the back of their mouth to put on their bridle.
You don't have to do that.
No, I'm just saying, but there is these people, they just, slap up all the,
You know how you put a bridle in? You touch the lip.
Uh-huh.
You touch the lip with the bar.
No, that scares the hell out of me. Oh, with the bar.
Yeah, with the bar.
Okay.
And they open their mouths. But you know what? I never rode a horse with a bridle. I only rode it with a hackamore. Hackamore is just like a little thing that goes around the – it's like a piece of material that goes around their chins, up around their ears, and it has two clips, and you hold the reins to it. I never, ever put my horses through that kind of torture. If you have to use a bit, you don't have a good, well-trained horse. And I loved training my horses. I had a round pen at my house, and I used to take the time to train them.
She's telling us that she saw a bride that was a horse. And so this is her nice way. of like turning it around like she's talking about real horses.
No, I am. I love my horses. You know what made me think of them? Last night, my husband and I were sitting around. We were on the couch. And I says, what do you feel like watching? He says, let's watch City Slickers with Billy Crystal. I love Billy Crystal. Forget it.
Yeah.
So we saw City Slickers 1. Where they go to the Dude Ranch.
Yeah, I like When Harry Met Sally, but
yeah,
go ahead.
I love that too. I have that one too. So anyway, they're just getting – now these city guys from New York and Queens, Manhattan, wherever.
Did you hear the New York accent come out and heard the New York? The New Yorkers.
I can't help it.
Go ahead.
So anyway, so they're getting on these horses now, and they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. So there's a scene after they're trying their best to actually stay in the saddle. They're all sitting on a benches with ice packs between their legs.
That's funny.
It is funny because I have to laugh because my horse was so well trained. She was amazing.
All right. With that
note, we have to go.
We got
to
go for a commercial break. So,
I'm sorry, guys.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, the dynamic duo that we are, we're going to be right back. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
And Answer Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Thank you. It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain.
Welcome back, everybody. Wasn't that the most beautiful song? It always brings tears to my eyes, that song. So,
everyone who liked that song, please raise your hand. Thank you very
wow,
much.
I didn't realize so many
there's
people
a lot
like
of
it.
People out there. You know, it was really funny. there she goes, the snorting. You know, it was a good one. You know, it was really funny. I went to go see a Monkees, you know, the Hey Hey with the Monkees. I went to go see a Monkees concert a few years back, and they were playing at in Long Island.
Monkees concert?
What's that? Something Beach. What's that called?
Rye Beach?
Not Rye Beach. Oh, shoot. I know you guys know it. I just had a brain fart.
I know what beach. Wait.
Well, anyway, so they were playing in Long Island. And so Mickey, you know, the real funny guy, said to the audience, to all the girls, and he goes, how many of you that ended up getting an electric shock on your face when you saw Davey's face on the television screen as you walked over to kiss the screen and you got electrical shock from the your feet rubbing on the carpet or the electrical shock from just kissing the TV
screen. You want to laugh?
And it was so funny. The whole audience was laughing. They
but you know
it.
What? The funny thing is, when I was young and I saw the Beatles for the first time, I kissed this Paul.
Oh my God.
I ran to the TV and I gave him a smoocha doocha. And I said, oh, I hope nobody saw that. But I did. I literally went over and kissed the television. Oh my God, how naive. Yeah.
He said, all right. Everyone who has seen Davy Jones's face on the screen and you ended up getting an electrical shock from kissing the TV screen, raise your hand. It's like the whole audience, practically right? The whole audience.
Do you realize that they were the first, what do you call those when the singers make those videos?
Jones Beach.
Jones Beach.
That's it. That's the one that I saw. You guys were sending the vibes out to me. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. What is it called? Let's see.
Chocolate.
No. Now I forgot.
I have no clue.
Wait. When, I forgot.
Two people meet for the first time and fall in love. Love at first sight.
No. What was I saying? What was I saying? It just went like out of my head. Like
I don't know what you were saying.
When I kissed Paul.
Oh, when you pissed. Oh, you kissed Paul, the TV screen. As soon as you saw his face,
and
you ran over to
I forgot what I was going to say. I literally totally forgot what I was going to say.
Forgot about
it. Blew out of my mind. I can't believe it. That's a sign of getting old. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I forgot exactly what I was going
to
say.
All right. I'm telling Brian to play the song, to play it out, What's Up by the Four Non-Blondes.
I know what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
The Monkees were the first TV videos, the MTV.
Oh, yeah.
They
really?
Were the first ones who really had TV videos.
Really?
What do you call those TV videos? What do they call
them? Yeah, the videos. Yeah. The music videos.
Yes, music videos.
Yes.
They were literally the first ones who did that. Because you remember how they used
yeah, of
to
course I do. Yeah, of
and
course.
They used to have everybody running in the background, all kinds of little scenarios.
Yeah. Yes,
that
of course.
The first TV song videos.
There, and you remember the time where they had the surfboards and
yes.
they all fell flat on the
yes,
on the
that.
Beach in the sand. Yeah, that
yeah.
was.
And how about A Hard Day's Night? That was the first Beatles video.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it was all mumbo jumbo. It was all about the song. And it was the song playing throughout the whole thing. And that was really like a TV video.
Boy.
Like they have now.
I would love to see. I mean, I really do. I get a high.
Yes.
When I go to see a band perform.
Like my wings?
Oh, that's very nice. That's very
you?
Nice. She's showing off her wing bracelet to me.
I have two wings, folks.
But I get a high when I listen to old music. I love,
so
love, love classic. Classic music, old classic rock music.
Can I ask you a question?
And I love the 50s music, too.
Do you like Elvis?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
do you know how sick I am? I stayed outside of the
Did you see his house?
Who?
In Gracie Mansion?
No. I never went
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah. I saw his bedroom.
Wait, I stayed in Manhattan outside, camped out for tickets when he was playing at Madison Square Garden. I camped out outside to get front row seats, and I did for all four performances. Yeah.
How many days in advance were you there?
2 days.
You were 2 days in advance?
We camped out for 2 days. It was a whole mess of us. We had a blast.
Wow.
We camped out for 2 days and waited for the tickets to get there, waited for the tickets to be sold, and we had second row seats, and first row seats was all his entourage and their wives.
Wow.
Yes. It was phenomenal. That's how I got his scarf and his glass.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No. And it cost her $100 for those front row seats.
And I had to rent the street from
the mom. That is too funny.
Oh, I snorted again.
Yeah. She's on a snort and tear. That means it's a good day.
It is a good day. Any day above brown's a good day.
That's right.
Well, that's not really so, because heaven is so beautiful. But I hope to God that when it's my turn to go to heaven, that there's somebody that could read me, because I'm going to be like a scotch. Like, if I know that there's a medium, I'm going to go scotch her or him. And I'm just.
What do you mean by scotch?
Scotch means like annoy. Like
oh,
nag.
Oh, okay. So there.
Scotch. Well, you're certainly not from Brooklyn.
No, not at all. I love the attitude, though.
I know you do.
See, when I'm personally in my life, the type of girl that I like, somebody who's a lady, but yet somebody who has a bite to them, who has that edge to them.
Yeah,
being prissy, nice, soft.
For me.
That's not. I need somebody with a bite.
Yes. And you will find somebody with a bite. You will see. You will see. Because you know what? You have such good energy that you attract good people. You know?
I am going to, let's see, never get married again.
Thank God. I won't let him, folks.
Yeah.
I'll punch him in the jaw.
I'm not going to get married again.
We have this deal.
I learned my lesson.
I'm never going to let you do that again.
I love you too bad. I'm going to enjoy life.
Good boy.
And I enjoyed my last relationship. There was many things about my last relationship I enjoyed. But we're going to talk more about love and on a double-edged sword right after this commercial break. So stick around, everybody.
Into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
one to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis of times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on?
Everybody, you're with Artie and Skye. Skye, if somebody wants a reading with you,
yes,
what should they do? A private reading.
Please give me a buzz. My number is 908-500-1474. And I also do parties and excuse me, I know I've been telling you this for a long time, guys, but this is really happening now. My webpage will be up and running very, very shortly, and I'm very excited about that. And I'm going to be posting things that I'm doing, and I'm going to be posting a blog. I want to get to know you guys down and dirty, you know, so we could share different stories and things like that. And if you want an amazing reading with my very handsome partner,
thank you,
with that jacket, I can't take it.
Yeah, my my website is artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. I have a really cool website. I have a wonderful team of people to make everything look so great. I'm extremely proud of every aspect of, Alona helped put everything together. My friend and assistant, Alona.
She is such a blessing.
And
honestly,
also GoDaddy, if you want a really good web team to put together your website, GoDaddy is amazing. And Alona helped orchestrate it. And
Alona is an amazing person. Yeah. She is just a sweet angel. I'm so grateful that Artie introduced me to her. She has been nothing but a blessing in my life.
And so, check out my website. And I have a lot of videos up there explaining about every aspect of life, about 5 minutes long. And it's really cool. Also, if you want to call me, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And you could be able to, you know, make an appointment. Or if you want to email me, you know, again, through my website. Do parties and private sessions, you know, whether it be in person or over the phone.
And we do things together too, folks.
Yes, and we definitely do things together. We do events and stuff, corporate events. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. And Facebook me if you're having a dynamite Super Bowl party up. You could Facebook us. We'd love to come over to your party.
Yes.
We'll come to your party. If you're having a dynamite Super Bowl party, or you know where there's one, you definitely got to Facebook us.
Yes.
And I'll be there.
I'll bring the crudité. How's that?
That's right. So, it's all good. It's all good.
So who are you rooting for, baby?
I feel Carolina is going I feel Carolina is going to do another number on Denver. What happened to them last year?
Yeah.
They got annihilated.
I know.
I have a feeling Carolina, they're so strong. Yeah. I mean, come on. They're like
country boys.
They're unbelievable.
Are you kidding me?
You know, come on. They're 15-1. They're not going to lose the Super Bowl after winning 16 games, whatever it is, 16,
and
17.
And that's not even psychically.
You know? They've just been – everyone who they play, they blow them out of the water. Seriously.
Yeah, they're good.
And so that's just the way it is. So it's going to be a fun weekend. And plus, I have a couple of parties coming up and stuff. So that's fun. That's fun.
Yeah.
So
we've been having a pretty good, thank God. God bless us both. And all, of course, all of you guys out there, but God bless us. We've been doing pretty well lately.
Yeah, thank God.
We've been getting around. We've been doing a lot of parties.
A lot of readings.
Oh, my goodness. When I walk into the beauty parlor,
we got to wrap up. So,
really?
Yep. All right, everybody. So listen up, from my mouth to God's ears. May God bless all of you who are listening with lots of love, health, prosperity, and always communicate to God and the angels because they will answer your prayers.
And
all right.
Remember to love yourself.
And love yourself and also love others.
Yes.
And until next week, everybody, you have a beautiful, beautiful week. Stay healthy and stay happy.
God bless. Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.